little tiny serbs.
My favorite.
Alrighty, gang. Welcome back to another episode of The Mythical Menagerie, a podcast where professional keepers talk about fake-ass animals. Nothing in the world matters because everything is pretend, and so there's no reason to get grumpy. But if you want to say anything, slide into our DMs on Instagram at Mythical Menagerie, son of a biscuit. I was doing so well. Slide into our DMs on Instagram at The Mythical Menagerie, or you can email us at mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com. I am one of your co-hosts, Camille, or commonly referred to as Denzel Sprack.
I'm Sarah, a.k.a. Titter Snowbird.
And I'm Joe, Lord Weasel.
Lord Weasel.
Hit it.
Did you also just call yourself King Pfizer?
No, I'm just a Pfizer boy.
Let's not
PB.
Go into that again.
He's just a Pfizer
PB.
Boy. Won't be a miser boy. I don't know. I didn't have a second line. I wasn't ready.
I mean, Avril barely did.
My brain would only provide
with. Right.
He
don't
says
he
was disrespecting. Anyway.
Today we're talking about Cerberus.
It's the first real carnivore, and we are excited.
Yeah, and I know I feel like I start every podcast this way, but once again, I have done not only little, but no research myself. Luckily for us, Joseph has the Google machine.
Yep.
And Sarabi has taken extensive notes.
2 pages.
And I have a Pinot Noir. So, we've all accomplished something.
Yeah. Worth mentioning again that this is another episode that we lost the audio to initially. So, again, we're going to try and make this casual, fun, and natural. But if it sounds like we're referring back to things, we do apologize.
It's because we are.
Just casual Thursdays.
We're doing our hashtag best.
Yep.
But shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
I have a history of Cerberus. He's the very best boy. Mm-hmm. Cerberus first appears in literature around somewhere between 8th and 7th century BC. Listed in the Iliad and the Odyssey by Homer and Theogony by Hesiod. He is referred to as the Hound of Hades. For those of you who are not super familiar with Greek mythology in general, Hades is not only a name used for the underworld, but also Hades is the god of the underworld. I'm going to try really hard not to just refer to them both as Hades.
It's
so
tricky.
That you know what we're talking about exactly.
You can go with Hades for the underworld, and then Hades our Lord and Savior.
Love it. Perfect.
I think that's really the only way that this is going to work.
He is typically depicted as a 3-headed guard dog. However,
there's always a however.
It's debatable because he's sometimes listed as having 50 to 100 heads, which seems like too many. And some of those heads are sometimes snake heads. But for ease and cuteness, we're going to go with the 3-headed version. Just a 3-headed pup.
And with no snake heads, no snake...
There's also a lot of snake stuff with Cerberus. Either snake tail, snake manes, snake heads.
Yeah. Oftentimes he's listed as having, instead of a tail, he has a snake
head.
That has the head and the mouth on the end, so you could run into issues where the tail could bite someone. So we're nixing the snake talk on this one. We've already covered basilisks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to do it again with Cerberus. And basically, Cerberus's job is to prevent the dead from leaving the underworld, leaving Hades, but also to guard the entrance to make sure that no one goes in that shouldn't be. So he's
tough, but he's fair.
Yeah. but there are ways to get around him. Most notably, I think, is with Orpheus. Orpheus goes down to the underworld to get his love, Eurydice, back from the dead after she was bitten by a snake. Mm-hmm. Snake again.
What do you know?
he plays some music for her, or for Cerberus, and Cerberus goes to sleep because he's a good boy. And Orpheus just sneaks by. He's often listed as being tricked by Hercules. But tricked just means subdued.
Bodied. Like, bodied.
Like, Hercules is very strong and puts the little three heads into a chokehold and is like, down, boy, down. You know. And then the Sibyl of Cumae, which is a prophetess, when helping Aeneas visit his father and Chysis, gives him a honey cake, but it should be mentioned that that's not, like, a fun treat. It's drugged, so he goes to sleep.
Ah.
But other than that, he is very, very good at what he does.
Which is protect.
Which is being a guard dog.
He must protect. Great.
So well, that's Cerberus in a nutshell.
I love it. Do we know how large he is?
He's roughly? A big dog, but we're not talking three-headed dog in Harry Potter.
Okay, he's unrealistic.
Like he's like maybe a large like German Shepherd or
Great Dane-y, maybe.
Yeah, like that would Pyrenees. That would probably be more accurate. A Great Dane,
a Newfoundland. I love those.
They're all cute.
Some kind of Mastiff,
if you
will, of sorts. Okay. And his lifespan is forever. I think that's the first thing we have to.
I mean, most likely.
Gotta address.
Most likely. I don't actually know where.
Is he just always an adult?
Got him.
I love it.
I don't know where he got him. I don't know if he got him as a puppy and, like, raised him to be one good boy. Or if he found a three-headed dog and was like, good enough, and popped him in front of the.
Sure.
The door to hell.
Okay.
Well, both his parents were snakes, so he found him
somewhere
in... Yeah, well, his mom was
a half snake,
half woman. His dad was all snake.
all the time.
Yeah. And then they made a dog. They made multiple dogs. They made multiple dogs. And they made the Hydra.
So, like, that thing's kind of snaky.
They popped out...
So many snakes.
They popped out a lot of multi-headed snake things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were dogs. And, you know...
And Cerberus was the best one.
We're all different.
Yeah, we're all different.
Pup.
Okay, so...
He found him somewhere in Hades, I think, basically, is what's
up. I think the first thing we should tackle then is... Well, diet.
Is so easy because he is overall he's a dog.
Right.
We don't think we should feed him... Imes, but
right.
More
of like
items.
The raw diet,
raw
thing,
whole
bread
items. Mm-hmm. He could have meat. He could probably have some veggies as a snack.
I don't think
enrichment.
Imes or any of those have enough like
hellfire
souls.
Or
like,
don't say
ghosts in them.
Souls that try to escape the underworld.
He sends souls back. So I don't know if he ever eats them. Or maybe he, to send them back, he eats them and then poops them backwards into hell. He's
just a rocket ship of a turd. Back to Tartarus.
I mean, we don't know. That's not how it works.
I love the idea. Okay. Well, that also makes me feel a little bit better. Because, I mean, if he is out here and part of his job is to eat the souls that escape and bring them back to the underworld, like, is it a terrible idea to have a seance for enrichment purposes? Like, how easy is it to, you know, summon Hitler?
Whoa. Like, whoa! Oh my god! Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. We're done now. We can't come back from that.
The last time that we came up with this idea, it was instead one of those things where you, like, call a zoo and have them name a cockroach after your ex, and they feed that cockroach to
a meerkat.
A meerkat. And instead it was going to be, do you have, like, an asshole that you knew one time that you would, like,
Cerberus to chase.
Yeah.
But death is not enough.
But now we've elevated to Hitler.
I'm just saying, like, now we don't have to rely on people to be that bitter and angry.
Like,
we can all agree that, Hitler can get eaten by a Cerberus.
Yeah, but what if that day Cerberus is a little tired and doesn't really feel like doing his job?
Hitler's spirit back into this world. No.
Well, I would imagine and assume that if I... Maybe. I don't know. Cerberus has to enjoy eating the souls. Like, it's one of those things where, like, even if he's full, it's like a midnight snack.
I'll tell you right now, the serval I take care of is full sometimes and still thinks that food is good.
Yeah. Let's just say, let's limit it to...
to only vaguely terrible people?
Yeah. Like, no mass murderer. Like, I'm fine with that shitty dude named Kevin that you dated for a while and he cheated on you and he, like, stole your paintings and he stole your pillow somehow. Like, yeah, I'm fine with that. If Kevin gets out, Kevin gets out. There's a lot of Kevins.
Who hurt you?
Kevin.
Kevin hurt Joe badly. Yeah. We should just call
your pillows?
Him out.
Your but, pillows?
Yeah, it's real shit. It would be real shitty if someone stole your pillows.
It would be.
Right?
That's devastating. I hate that.
Like if someone stole your fridge.
Okay, every time that Amber and I evacuate for fires, we usually at least bring two of our pillows.
Yeah, pillows are it's very
important.
Individual.
It happens a lot. Evacuating for fires happens more often than I would like to think about.
Yeah.
We're not talking about that right now. I'll get too bitter.
It's okay. I mean, okay, so then the other... so diet is easy enough.
Diet's easy enough.
I'm also in full support of the ex-boyfriend that is also dead, and you can bring him back on Valentine's Day to be eaten by Cerberus.
As long as your ex-boyfriend is not Pol Pot or someone like that.
How do you do that vetting process? Like, can you imagine someone pays their $3.95... to get their...
Are you saying $3.95 or $395?
Yeah.
No, it is not $3.95. Hey, what a specific price be. What a low price. Who do you think we are?
We want more people.
You're not making anything on $3.95.
I know, but if you're if we're summoning, we can summon up to like 5 to 8 spirits at a time. And then he can just...
Can you?
Oh, I can. I have no idea how seances work.
That's like $20. We're not making $20.
We have so much
We'd be
money
paying people more than
matter.
That. Well, yeah, because we're still doing this. We're not charging $3.95. That makes us look
okay,
bad.
Okay, $8.
No.
I think sub
for
10.
For a thing like... No
I
way.
I don't think you can charge... I'm not going to bring somebody back if I have to also pay $10. If I have to pay $10...
That's the whole point.
They're already dead.
No, because... Okay, here's what's happening. If you're charging sub $10, then somebody's going to be like, oh, yeah, of course. I'll just... Yeah, I'll do that. And then they're bringing back whoever. But if you are charging like $50 to $60, then they want them back. And they want them dead even more. And that's what we want.
I need
then you
more
get the,
consistency
you get the,
because my first suggestion was Hitler and you said, no, that's too, like, people
yeah,
really
we don't,
want him dead. And then now I'm like, okay, let's, like, make it more casual and fun. And you're like, no, they need to want it.
Yeah, there's a middle ground, there's a sweet spot.
Okay.
Where
okay,
we're not necessarily...
A lot of rules that we're not part of because he's ascended to a higher plane now.
We don't want to be worried about letting the soul back into this great, great world. But we... want yeah, we want the people to like really want those souls to be eaten. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like they're not even paying attention. Whatever, it's boring, and it looks bad if we are cheap. You gotta charge something.
Oh my god! If it fine, what $23? I don't know. What
$23? Have you ever seen what things cost? $23.
How many candles do you need? Like 5, right? You need 5.
I need
candles.
Can we
I need more candles
quickly touch on how specific you are being?
$23.
It's not $3.50.
Well, I know.
Eight.
I know the way that I shop, and when something's $25, that becomes so much more of a commitment than $23.
I'm with you.
But nothing is priced at $23.
That's where we can be different.
Name one thing.
No, I'm saying...
See?
Are you a real fan of things that are $23?
Uber Eats.
Name 3 things that cost $23.
Uber Eats will cost me $23, and then
that's with
an
tax
extra
and delivery.
$17.28
okay.
to deliver.
Yeah,
so
but
a $20 meal becomes
okay.
$57.
Wait, there we go. I got it.
Uh-huh.
We can both be happy.
Okay.
We have...
An Uber Eats.
Souls. We have Uber Souls Pool, where you can be part of the, like, 8
Uber
to 10
Souls
people.
Pool.
And that can be $8.42 or whatever you want to charge. You get to set that price point, you weirdo. But then we have Uber Souls Black and Uber Souls X, and I get to put those.
There'll okay
be a whole experience.
It,
we'll have nice little bottles of
I'll
water.
I'll be hanging out with Cerberus while you guys figure
it
out.
I'm fine with it. but I also don't appreciate being condescended to.
Also,
stop being friends with Joe.
Yeah. SAG life.
Oh my god. Okay, so we got diet down. What about, I have been pronouncing it SAG life in my head.
I was thinking about that earlier, and it might be SAG life, but I hate saying that.
Yeah, that's not
SAG life is no better.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, so now moving on to habitat for Cerberus. He lives at the literal gates of hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine he's pretty warm-blooded.
Do we need fire?
I don't know about fire per se, because I don't think that when you walk,
I don't think it's a good idea to leave an animal unattended with fire ever.
Also, but he lives unattended with fire.
It's also not, unless I am very much mistaken, Hades, the underworld, is the only afterlife.
Yes.
There is no heaven.
Yes.
Mm. So everyone goes there. So I don't think when
they're
you
necessarily
walk in the door,
burning.
It's death and destruction.
Sure. Mm.
I don't remember the levels of hell.
There's
seven. I think the first one is for the pagans, or the people who
but, like,
lived
people
before
who
God
go into Elysium,
presented
which
himself.
I believe is the
that's
good,
the
good part,
mm-hmm.
are
mm-hmm.
not are still going to have to go past Cerberus. So
yeah.
I don't know that he's necessarily fire
sitting.
And brimstone
okay.
immediately, because you've got to be able
okay.
to shuffle your angelic angel through
sure.
past the pup.
past the
Tartarus, Tartarus, Asphodel Meadows, Elysium.
Mm. Sure.
There you go.
But habitat-wise, I once worked at a facility where they had wolves, and they had a wolf valley, and it was a
stop.
It
I just I
not
this
a
this is half a joke and not a joke. Are you saying Wolf Valley or Wolf Alley?
Wolf Valley.
Thank you. Okay.
A valley full of wolves.
A valley of the wolves.
Got it. Okay, continue.
Not Wolf Alley.
Which is
Wolf Valley, and it was a low habitat, not a pit, a valley. And then guests walked kind of over
around.
To the side, but
yeah.
but they were above
around
above the
from
habitat.
Above.
Sure.
So that they could look down into the habitat and see the wolves interacting. There were places the wolves could go to hide to get out of view, but
mm-hmm.
I know that doesn't help for everyone, but it does help for me. It's like what they have at Oakland for their wolves.
I don't.
Sure.
I haven't
cool.
been recently enough to remember what that is. But if we had something like that, I think that would be good
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
he could have lots of space to interact and hang out in that area. But I do think that he should have a climate-controlled indoor space.
Yeah.
I also think he should have a pool.
Oh.
Why is that?
Because it'd be cute.
A
okay.
pool for
swimming? Yeah.
Does it have
is
to
it
be like
deeper,
the River Styx?
Like,
is it blood?
Is the River Styx blood?
It's always red when I see it.
I think it's just
think
very dark.
What is the River Styx made of?
And this is the guy that we're that's going to be pricing Uber Souls Black. Let that sink in, okay? I don't know. I mean, yeah, he needs a heated area. Do we have concerns with people? If people are above him and around him, I feel like they should definitely only have access to, like, two sides or three
yeah.
sides
yeah,
of his habitat. 'Cause they're... Where are we hoping he will protect? That would be my main concern.
I think that
the door to his indoor area?
I think, yeah, his gate to his space,
mm-hmm.
he could work that. He could protect that if he wanted to.
He could work that.
If it works, then let him work it.
Okay. And then how big does his outdoor habitat really need to be, too? If he's used to, like, standing guard and finds joy and
mm-hmm.
wants to stand guard.
I don't think it needs to be
that'll
enormous.
Help counteract the Bigfoot habitat that we got going on.
I don't know. I think I have no idea. I have terrible judgment of, like, spatial relation, like, of
square footage. I mean, I don't think we need, like, a... Like, does he need more than a one-bedroom apartment space?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So, like...
But I don't know if he needs a full acre. Maybe an acre would be good.
Yeah.
1 acre of space.
Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
So, tricky. I just...
I mean, we got money. We can give him space.
Yeah. But I think that would be good. Some kind of low habitat with an indoor area... has a little dog bed in it, and his outside space has a pool.
So cute.
I love him so much.
He's so good. We can tell. Okay. So then what other parameters on there? Are we going to do any guest interactions?
I think we could. So in enrichment and training are, like, obviously for a lot of animals are mandatory, but for him... mandatory.
Yeah.
He is a working dog.
Now,
it's like people who get border collies and then are like, I don't understand. I'm just sitting around my apartment all the time and it tears my house up. Like, it's a working dog and you're not working it.
I think
I don't think he necessarily needs to work being a gatekeeper, but
he needs to be sniffing and looking for...
He needs to be engaged. He needs to have things to interact with and people to interact with. And I think... because we don't have to worry about any snake bits on him, that doing an interaction with him with guests would be very doable.
Yeah. Would that be something that we would do in that indoor space or somewhere on the outside?
I think on the outside, so that indoor space is his, and somewhere on the outside of the habitat, but maybe a little further pulled from other guest view. So that he's got lots of space to go away if he does not want to participate.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Does he need 3 trainers every session? Is it 1 trainer? How do those heads operate? They are different. They are independent personalities. In everything I've seen, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, my most recent interaction with a Cerberus thing was in the video game Hades, where one of the heads is, like, disinterested, one of them is really dumb, and one of them is super happy puppy face.
Cute.
I think you would need 3 trainers.
Yeah.
Unless and until you could get to group contingency, where you have the animal... I gotta back up because that doesn't mean anything to anyone else. That is what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Ooh, whoops.
Yeah.
Group contingency is when you have a group of animals and you ask for a behavior. Like, say I want 3 dogs in front of me to sit. I will not bridge and reinforce until all 3 dogs are sitting. Even if 2 of them are doing a great job.
They have to learn
that all 3 of them need to be doing it before it is a completed behavior. So, unless we could, like, guarantee that those 3 heads would cooperate together in that sense, it would have to be 3 trainers.
Yeah, I mean, because it is a dog, is one of the heads dominant?
I think what might need to happen, since they are all attached to one body and it's 3 heads, I would imagine that there would be a lot of bickering amongst the little noggins here and there. So I think instead of going group contingency, you'd have to train them to station
inside a space
with a little blinder on each side, so they don't necessarily have to worry about the other heads. And then I would assume whichever one is the smartest, you can move on to having them present body things while the other two are just cute and dumb doing open mouth behaviors or targeting, booping a snoot to something.
Yeah, does the smartest or most dominant one have control of the body?
Yeah, do they all need to know
to lift the
kill? Yeah, do they all have to control the body at the same time? I don't know. We have to find out.
Say, that would have to be a trial and error thing. Yeah. But theoretically, I would think that if the other two are distracted by things, the one that's focused on the paw can lift a paw. You know what I mean?
Like, or are the other two distracted and stamping their feet, or...
That's true. It's tricky. It's a little tricky.
It is tricky. But I agree. I think there would be a just trial and error.
Yeah,
I don't think it's something
we
can know. It
is quite literally not a question we can answer. For so many reasons.
Can't just go find a little survey.
But one question that we can answer is the question, are we about to go to break? And the answer is yes.
We are.
So we will do that, and then we'll be right back with three of our heads, like three of Cerberus's heads.
Oh, cute.
Hi, welcome to the ad.
Hi.
Well, so this is our ad. It's an ad for ads. It's an ad for seeing if you are good with us doing ads, because it keeps popping up a button that says, hey, monetize, make some money. And like, we like ads, you know, capitalism's bad, but also money's good. So just, if you're for it, cool. Don't say anything. I'll take that as a tacit agreement. But if you're, I guess, against it, you could slip on into those DMs and let us know.
At the Mythical Menagerie.
Yeah,
on Instagram.
Out.
Or you can email us at mythicalmenageriepodcast@gmail.com.
Slide into that Gmail.
Here's something we can promise. Yeah. Joe will never do ads again. Thank you. Goodbye. We don't know where those sounds came from, but welcome back. We're here. We've discussed Sneakity Snacks for
Chinese
Cerberus
chicken.
And Habitat, and some enrichment and training, which we sort of just chalked up to a we won't know till we try it.
Precisely.
But I mean, so far, I'm not seeing anything that's deterring me from housing a Cerberus.
Something I do want to touch on. You guys better laugh harder this time than you did the first time.
Well, now there's so much pressure, and I'm bad at fake laughs.
Oh, no.
Does Cerberus count as a domesticated animal? Because he is...
Is this what we're supposed to laugh?
No. He is Hades, our Lord and Savior's pet.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Or...
Just give me a head nod.
Is Hades someone who owns Exotic, like the Joe Exotic of Olympus? You guys are the worst.
I did my best.
The absolute worst. I'll have you know that the first time I said that was really, really funny, and they still didn't laugh.
Here's the thing. I would believe that Hades, our Lord and Savior, is the Joe Exotic of Olympus. However, since we are operating off of the idea that it is a dog, and not a wolf, a dog with three heads...
It's tough because it's not a species. It's been a domesticated individual, but it's also domesticated to one person for one very specific job.
Yeah.
Like, I
and
would
not... over thousands of years.
Not over thousands of years. I would not have Cerberus live in my house. So in that sense,
I think,
don't think they're domesticated.
But you also wouldn't have a camel in your house, and camels are considered domestic,
sure.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's... Domestic doesn't necessarily always mean family pet.
No, but with dog it does. So I just wanted to kind of say it's not domesticated to the level a dog is.
Yeah.
Even though it is a dog.
But it is a domestic animal. I think that's fair to say.
I think it is kind of a space in... It's a real... Dave Matthews.
Did Don't stop doing that to us.
Space between.
We got it. Okay, just making sure. We're ready for it. Because you almost said it. That was the only reason I got it, to be honest.
Stop doing that to us.
I'm going
to
keep doing it.
I know. I know.
But I think that by marketing, or not marketing him, but as making the decision that he is a domesticated animal, or he is a domestic animal, whatever you want to call it, we could absolutely do guest interactions with him.
Mm-hmm. I think we,
like, he's a dog.
I think we can still do that either way. I mean, he's an ambassador animal.
Yeah.
It would still have to be protective contact.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yes.
And I think that's where... It would be one of those things where I don't think we should necessarily... Yes, he's domestic, but I don't think we necessarily need to advertise him or market him as a domestic animal, because guests are stupid.
He's not going in the children's zoo section. It's not
what
like
is
that.
In the children's zoo at a mythical menagerie?
I don't know, but we'll get their flying pigs.
Pixies.
Cornish pixies.
I'm unhappy with that. I'm unhappy. Oh no. But yeah, that'll be a discussion for another time, I think.
If one of the heads is a mean head, would he have to always do guest interactions on one side?
Well, I think you always do. I don't think guests should have access to their faces.
Oh no.
Touching the booty.
I would assume you try and line him up the same direction every time. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you can...
get the...
It entirely depends. Like, the grumpier head could be center head.
Hopefully there's not a grumpy head.
Yeah. Well, and also, you will still need, again, those blinders probably, and three people working with each.
Yeah.
If the grumpy head doesn't want to do it, then maybe it doesn't get done.
So what?
I think that's fair.
What then is the guest interaction? Is it just
getting to give him tactile reinforcement for being lined up nicely.
Okay.
Good job.
I think that's fair.
But it could also be...
I mean, we also have the souls. That's also an interaction in a way.
Yeah, I also think that you could have guests assist in a way... with veterinary care. I'm putting that in quotes because, like, they're not going to be doing anything, but I work with an ambassador cheetah who was raised by people from, like, the day that she was born, and we do a voluntary blood draw with her where she is in her habitat and her tail is outside of the habitat, and when we do guest, like, behind the scenes tours with those cats, with that particular cheetah, they will, like, touch her tail.
Mm.
And we always have one keeper working her head, making sure she's comfortable, reinforcing her being lined up and calm and doing a great job, and one keeper who has the tail. And that way she gets used to people that she's not necessarily very comfortable with or very familiar with being around, because when the vet comes... it's not someone she sees all the time.
Often,
they could potentially bring a vet tech who the cat has never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So we could use it as a way to desensitize to veterinary procedure type things.
I don't know why I keep, like, mumbling what you're saying. And I'm sorry. I'm just agreeing, and I want to be, like...
you're engaging with me.
Yeah,
okay.
So that was my bad.
One thing that I don't think in any episode we have talked about, or outside of this we have talked about, what is our vet? Who is our vet?
I mean...
what are we doing?
I can tell you who's not our vet. And
who,
that's me.
Okay.
Who's the Harry Potter?
But,
Hagrid?
Newt Scamander.
Oh, Newt Scamander.
And his brother, Commander
He's
Scamander.
He's also mythical.
Commander
He's not real.
Scamander.
That's true.
Which would make
him... do we need
a
mythical
great
vet?
Can we keep him?
Anyway, I don't have a solution for that.
I imagine he might also be able to be our virgin.
Wow.
Shots fired. Sorry, Newt.
Eddie, if you want to come on the show.
Please.
You can do that fun whisper, angry whisper you did in Jupiter Ascending. It's the best thing ever. I love it.
I hate angry whisper. I hate loud whisper. Ooh.
Ugh.
We all hear you. Don't act like, oh, you don't want to make us. No. Hate angry whispers.
Eddie, don't listen to her.
Anyway.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Our good friend.
Why does it sound like you're saying babe? Like, you're Eddie. Saying Eddie, but I'm hearing babe.
Honey.
Sweetie, it's okay.
Yeah, Eddie, so, I mean, so, Newt's commander is our vet.
Does he have any medical...
I don't think he has vet. No, he's a, no, he's a keeper.
He's a keeper. He and
he's he is a keeper.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, but he also has magic. Yeah, actually, we don't need a vet. We have a unicorn.
But
does that hurt? Unicorn tears. Oh, tummy don't feel too good. Unicorn. Oh, there's
what
blood
about,
in your stool. Unicorn tears.
What about when the unicorn is hurt?
Unicorn tears.
Cry on yourself.
Wow.
Unicorn tears. I mean, problems are solved.
I just feel like we could probably
then we're just
going to
end up with ancient-ass animals. Just like,
you're also ending, you're also now ending up with just constantly forcing a unicorn to cry.
Why do you think our animals are going to be hurt so much?
Yeah, why do you think our animals
are shit happens.
Be
they're
hurt
animals.
So
anyway, I think that we could probably have the very first teaching facility vet-wise for mythical creatures. Like, we have
we
so
just,
much money, we just need people who are interested in learning.
We just have a rough first couple years.
But
then it'll smooth out.
Use,
I
like,
mean,
a unicorn could be treated by an equestrian vet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There are
sure.
certainly some things that are going to be different, but at the end of the day, a horse is a horse, of course.
No! Thank you for listening.
How many times have you tried to end this podcast?
It's going to keep
too
happening.
Many.
Oh, man. Yeah.
We
so,
can have Cerberus treated by a domestic vet until we better understand him and what he needs.
Sure.
Yeah. I agree with that. No problem. Yeah,
Bigfoot,
he's a dog.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey,
well, I mean,
I said
Bigfoot.
Fine.
Well, I guess since we have no idea what family he would be in,
mm-hmm.
we don't have.
Not mine.
We could like, we'll have so many vets, because I mean, there are going to be so many specialists, we're just, Bigfoot will be fine.
Bigfoot.
I thought we were going to just roll past it.
I can promise you one thing, on this podcast, we will never roll past anything.
I sort of thought we were going to move on to the next thought, but unfortunately no one had one, so.
It's okay. What is the next thought?
What else is there?
My next thought is for keeper safety. Like, we obviously won't, or not, sorry, not, I guess not safety. We won't be working free contact with him.
Right.
But
to clean his
to
habitat.
Clean his habitat.
Actually, yeah, on cleaning his habitat, I do have one keeper safety thing. When he was captured by Hercules and brought up to the surface, he vomited, and then a bunch of poisonous flowers grew.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have to... Not that the keepers are going to be going, nom, 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 and eating those flowers, but just...
But also, he shouldn't be eating those
he
flowers.
He shouldn't be eating
so
those flowers.
If he does
so,
get sick and vomits, I think
gotta
we
shift
need...
him.
Is he,
yeah, shift
was
him,
he
I
sick
think.
And vomiting because Hercules was choking him out, or because he brought him up to the surface world and he saw the sun?
I think just because
okay,
he's a
so
dog.
Like, for all intents and purposes, he's a dog that...
Yeah.
At most, maybe, has...
I believe his brother lives on the surface.
Okay.
So...
Okay, so we don't have to worry about...
the sun or anything.
Lathering
no.
him up in sunscreen or anything.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think he would have any light sensitivity.
Okay.
Especially since, when you think about animals who do live in deep, dark places, they typically don't have great eyesight,
mm-hmm.
don't have a lot of color to them, and he is a big black dog for the
mm-hmm.
most part.
And he can see.
With eyeballs.
And he can see.
Mm-hmm.
But my question would be, because he is used to guarding gates,
mm-hmm.
certainly we're not working free contact with him, but if we are shifting him into his inside space to clean his outside habitat, is he going to feel any amount of stress or discomfort with the knowledge that someone came through the gate to his habitat?
Yeah.
Someone was able to get in and out because he wasn't there to guard it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's a concern. But if we train a peeing on command cue and collect urine samples regularly, put it in a little spray bottle, and you spray
your feet so that mm-hmm. when you walk through, you are walking his scent into the house. Okay.
I think that could work. I also think, well, I was going to say you could just smear some poo on the bottom of your feet, too, if, like, he's not
doesn't
peeing enough. But,
yeah,
that's
also,
tricky.
Also, just want to say I'm fine with all this. I am never being a Cerberus keeper if I'm just stepping in pee and poo.
I would like to sign up to be his keeper.
I mean, yeah, you can just, little flip bath. Little spray bottle.
No biggie.
I do think that would, I mean, I think there would probably still be some of our smell
mm-hmm.
that's
but
just
I
think inevitable.
That
but I do think it would mask it enough and
yeah.
make it
and
enough
I,
that it's not a clear, here's the trail of it.
Yeah.
Presumably, Hades, our Lord and Savior, leaves and enters.
Right.
Hades, the underworld.
So once he gets to know
so if
who
he knows
his
the keeper,
people
he knows
are.
Their scent.
Yeah.
Them entering and exiting wouldn't necessarily be a problem.
Whole
I
loss.
Just would want to make sure that he wasn't. Every time we cleaned, he wasn't
like,
stressed
hey,
because
yeah.
The thing happened and I wasn't
mm-hmm.
there to stop
mm-hmm.
it. But also, if we have him focusing on guarding the door to his inside space,
I would think
then that's his.
Yeah, I would say there would be
gate.
More. It would maybe be more problematic than for when we clean his indoor space.
Mm-hmm.
But if again we just have a little spray bottle, and as you're leaving, you just. Undo
cover your
everything
tracks.
You just cleaned with a little bit of urine. You know, I think that's fair.
I think it would work.
I think that could work. I don't see any issues. What else we got? Do we food, habitat, enrichment, training, cleaning,
mm-hmm.
keeper safety, we've decided protective contact.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly fine living in solitary. Living in isolation, living alone.
Yeah.
We know his quote-unquote weaknesses. If we needed to... I don't even think we need to do
ooh.
A full knockdown.
Do we...
Oh, you
we
give him honey
play
pie?
Music
or
yeah.
play music?
And he would go to sleep.
Do we have concerns about people trying to steal him via... Or people...
Knocking him out
throughout the day because guests think it's fun mm-hmm. to play WAP. Like Cardi B and
is it
up in it top?
When the little twitchy dog paws when they sleep.
That's a weak ass puppy. Thank you so much.
Yes. What a good boy.
I mean,
oh,
do we need to? Do we need to make it a dome, then? A soundproof dome, just to be safe? Or is that more trouble than it's worth? Are they going to be far enough away? I guess his hearing's probably good. I'm asking a lot. I'm saying
a
lot.
I don't have any answers for you. It seems excessive to put him in a dome, a soundproof dome.
Yeah. I agree.
But
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I have, as previously mentioned, been a zookeeper for 8 years. I don't ever remember hearing people play music on purpose to interact with animals while
yeah.
I was
yeah, I guess
working.
Yeah.
But if someone knows, you know, they're coming to the Mythical Menagerie.
Someone's just
know.
Lugging a big-ass harp around. Hey, where are you going? Don't worry about it.
Joanna Newsom cannot enter the zoo. Sorry, Andy.
Sorry. What?
Joanna Newsom's married to Andy Samberg.
Oh, pity.
Joanna Newsom, famous harp player.
Okay. You know her. You love her.
Look,
famous harpist. Like, between the two of you, Anna Britt and Joe, for those listening, like, the amount of knowledge...
to be fair,
the amount of knowledge that just doesn't ever apply to
Anna
me...
Anna Britt is much more useful.
That is true.
Yours is... dates back decades, though.
Joanna Newsom is very current.
I'm just saying that your knowledge base
yes.
dates back decades.
It's
here's
true.
My concern. Joanna Newsom is going to be the first and only person to email.
Oh my god.
We've already received our first email and our first DM.
Oh,
thank you very
great.
Much.
Great.
Joanna, hi. How you doing? So cool.
Joanna and Eddie.
Yeah.
Just two best friends.
If only.
Babe. Where was that? Where was that really cute place that we went? Oh, Cerberus. The Cerberus habitat.
Spot on impression.
Thank you. I'm
good. Oh, I don't know who. Maybe me. But at the end, I don't know if it was me.
Who knows?
Who can say?
On that note, I think it's time. I think we gotta decide.
I think so.
I vote yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Great. Okay. So, it's a unanimous yes from us. Once again, feel free to DM us on Instagram at TheMythicalMenagerie, or email us at MythicalMenageriePodcast@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts, opinions, suggestions, concerns, questions, remarks...
if you hate everything that we're doing, you can send us an email, and I might cry when I read it, but I will let you send it.
Yeah, and also rate us on whatever listening platform. Like, subscribe, rate it, give a little review. That way we can move up in the charts or move down, and then at least we know how you feel.
At least we're in the charts.
At least there's charts involved. Thank you guys for listening. Survive us. Ugh.